open a cold one, kick back, and enjoy a week's worth of conversation from pop culture, sports, breaking news, and everything in between. Welcome to the Pine Room Podcast. At the beginning of the podcast each week, everyone on the show rolls a 20-sided die. The person who rolls the lowest number then becomes the moderator for that week's show, and it's their job to move the conversation along and switch from various topics or questions that can be found on the moderator's cheat sheet or custom ones they've brought in themselves. If you have a question or a topic you'd like us to discuss, send us an email to contact@thepineroompodcast.com. Well, that's enough of that. Let's get into the show. You're listening to the Pine Room Podcast. No,
please.
I hate when he does this.
This is so bad. Do you want? Can he have any of this?
I just want you to take a sip.
No, I don't want to.
Come on.
I don't want the taste
Share
of butthole
with me. That's what I'm getting at.
No,
like, come on.
You've already made me try.
One sip.
No,
please.
No,
for me.
No,
for Christmas.
I've already had this before.
No, not this one. You get Sarah's. This is.
Nuh-uh. You got McDonald's at work.
You say McDonald's is the best thing in the world. You're not gonna take
home
a sip.
Alone. I think coffee's the worst thing. No.
Please.
No.
One sip.
I don't want it. It tastes like balls.
Ball? How you know?
What'd you do?
I see.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, four. Oh, Christmas tree.
Oh, Christmas tree.
I don't know. That's
I literally don't know the rest of that song.
Happy episode 140, no, family and friends.
We got to come into an actual good song.
Okay.
Glory to God.
No, I do.
Hallelujah.
All right, right, here we go. No, here we go, here we go.
Hallelujah.
That's not a Christmas
song. Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Yeah, it is.
Three, two, one.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer
had a very shiny nose.
Real bright.
And if you ever saw it,
where's Rudolph?
You would even say it glows.
So cute.
Yeah, yeah.
All of the other reindeer.
Where is he?
Used to laugh and call him names.
Big piece.
They never let poor Rudolph.
Where's Santa?
Joining any reindeer game.
Not even Monopoly.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve.
It was Christmas.
Santa came to say,
woohoo!
Rudolph with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Hey, hey,
then how the reindeer loved him.
Loved him.
As they shouted out with glee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And if the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Love you, Rudolph. Woo.
Damn,
what's up,
Merry
family and
Christmas
friends?
Merry Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas Eve, everybody.
Damn, I didn't know any of
the
that.
Season of love and caring and warmth, and we're here in the Pine Room Studios for episode 140 for another episode of our show. We missed last week, so we're here kind of cramming this.
Job, in. Favorite holiday, go.
Halloween.
Most overrated holiday.
Probably Christmas.
Don't, that's so bad,
fuck?
Job.
It's probably
that's
Christmas.
That's so bad.
What's overrated? You think so?
I'd say Christmas
How the hell
is probably
could Christmas
overrated.
Be overrated.
I would feel like, and this is my own boat day, I think Valentine's Day is
Thank
like
you, Cools.
Overrated.
I agree. I just feel like the
I
date.
I don't think people overrate. I think a lot of people dislike Valentine's Day because
so?
Of the
He's right.
Loving,
people rip it.
People
I think it's overrated.
Loving. I think
that, you should love it every day.
I think the only reason, only holidays.
Sammy got to watch this episode or something. I mean,
what did you say?
I think you should love every day. Like I feel like Valentine's.
Brownie porn.
I feel like Valentine's Day is like a extra love, but
you should give extra love.
I don't
every
know
day.
What do you think is the most overrated holiday?
I would probably say. Probably Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I
would
think so.
I mean, but like to me. I feel like Valentine's Day isn't
it
even
might be
really like
rated.
Valentine's Day really isn't like a holiday. I feel
Christmas
like.
Is goated, bro.
Thanksgiving
is my favorite. But Christmas
is definitely
sick.
Isn't overrated.
No, it's
for
not.
Sure. Christmas is like
it's
just
so
Christmas.
Elite, dude.
It might be overrated.
Cools. What do you? What's your favorite holiday? It's like 4th of July or
probably
something.
Probably like 4th of July.
I no,
Day.
I'm up with Cools there. 4th of July is one of my July's favorite holidays, just because. Baseball season, fireworks,
summer.
Hot dogs, mm-hmm. It's hot out.
Yes. Oh.
The pool. Yeah. I was at PNC Park for 4th of July this year. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
What's the
I'd say I'd say Chris I'd say Thanksgiving's pretty overrated.
That's
yeah, no, yeah. I could agree with that.
That's so bad.
The food is like, just kind of, you know, my Aunt Mary does a great job, but I mean, for the most part, it's just eating. That's all. I mean, it's just getting together and eating. I wouldn't say other than that.
You're giving thanks. Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, the actual holiday, it's at least Christmas, there's a season with it. Thanksgiving, the day comes.
How do you guys feel about Labor Day?
Yeah, I really celebrate that hard.
President's Day.
Don't we get Labor Day off?
I believe so. I tell you what, all those holidays, I'm so bad with those, and I should be better on when they are, like Labor Day, Veterans Day, Memorial Day, all those, and I'm so bad.
Is Christmas always on a Wednesday?
No, job.
Jesus.
Job.
Oh, my God.
That's so bad.
Is it?
No, it's not always on a Wednesday.
It's just whenever the 25th falls.
Thanksgiving is the only one that is always on the same day.
And why is
actually,
that?
Actually, I take that back.
Why is it always?
I think Labor Day is always, and Memorial Day is
always.
And
why is it always
Monday.
On the same day?
Huh?
Why is it always on
Thanksgiving's
the same day?
Always the last Thursday of November.
And then Memorial Day is the first
Monday of May. Wait.
No, September, right?
Christmas should always be on the last Friday of the year. Or last Friday of the year.
Oh, no,
no
Labor Day.
It shouldn't be.
Labor,
no.
It should be.
Labor Day is the first Monday in September.
Then it wouldn't be on the 25th.
What? Well.
It would almost be.
25th is significant because it's
no job. I think you're
right.
Jesus, it could be on the last Friday if it's the 25th. Because 26, 27, 28, 29,
yeah, it could
30,
be, but
31.
Not every year.
It could be, but it would be very unique. Because that would
like
mean the New
year?
Year's Eve would have to be on Thursday the 31st.
Is leap year holiday?
No. It happens
I mean, it's recognized, but it's not a holiday. What is the 25th? The 25th is significant because of baby Jesus, right? That was the day he was
yes,
born?
Yes, that's when Jesus was born, but I think they say Jesus was actually born in the spring.
Okay, Sue, because you were obviously a Maroon Knight and you had church class.
Yes.
Give us here in the studio a rundown of what happened on that faithful day.
Okay, so I should know more, but Mary and Joseph were looking for some place to stay.
And Joseph was
like a
hotel?
Hotel.
Like
an Airbnb?
A hostel.
No, there was no Airbnbs back then.
And Joseph, he was a carpenter, right?
Carpenter, yeah.
And Mary was a dishwasher woman?
No, I don't think they washed dishes back then, Job.
What was she?
I'm not sure. I should know
this.
She's
a DoorDasher.
Stop it. Mary and Joseph were looking for some place to stay, and they didn't have anywhere to stay.
Uh-huh.
So they went into the...
And she was already pregnant.
She was already pregnant. They were looking for some place to have the baby.
She knew it was coming.
Yes. So they went into the... What do you call it with all the animals? And
stay.
Like
the manger.
Yeah.
That's a zoo.
The manger.
No, cool.
No, he was born in a manger.
He was born in a manger.
But the stable was where it...
I believe there was animals everywhere.
I thought the whole thing was a manger, right?
Jesus was born.
Ogilvie Zoo.
We celebrate. But I don't think Jesus was born in December. I'm pretty sure it was like the spring.
Did you learn anything?
No.
I'm almost positive.
Yeah, he was born on the 25th.
No, that's just the day that we picked to celebrate.
What's the point of that? Why wouldn't they just...
No.
I'm almost positive.
Jesus is born on the
25th. When are you going to Mass, Soup? You got to Mass tomorrow or tonight?
We do Christmas Eve tonight.
We always used to do Christmas morning Mass, and we wouldn't open. We would go to Mass and then open presents, and we would just sit in Mass like, fucking get out of here.
Wait, did you say you do Christmas Eve Mass?
No, we used to do Christmas Day Mass in the morning, and then do presents, but we don't go to Mass anymore, and unfortunately,
what do you know about
we do Midnight Mass. The exact month of Jesus' birth is unknown, but some theories suggest that it was September, October, or the spring, based on the stories.
And we just celebrate
the Christian, early Christians choose December as the day.
So he wasn't born on Christmas.
More than likely, no. He wasn't born December
25th.
Wow. It's all been a lie.
No,
wow.
It's not a lie. That's just what we pick. It's just
so
what people pick.
Why are we all
lying?
All
right, so...
Some say that December 25th was chosen as the date of Jesus' birth to align with the winter solstice or the Roman festival of... How do you say that? Saturnalia?
I don't know.
What else happened?
Saturnalia.
All right, so... Baby Jesus, little Mr.
Little Jesus.
Mr. What's his dad's name?
Joseph?
Well, not God, but
Yeah, Mary and Joseph.
So Joseph and Mary, they're in the stable, and what happened after that?
He's born, and then miracles start.
Well, I thought, the wise men, didn't they come? What'd the wise men bring?
Gifts.
What'd they bring?
Come
on, I know this.
I don't know.
GameStop.
Come on. Wait, no, it's...
KFC. Frankincense, golden myrrh.
Myrrh, yeah.
Wow.
I always thought I would be kind of miffed if I was the guy that brought frankincense and then I was the guy that brought myrrh.
You know what I don't know? I don't know when Jesus' first miracle was. Like, how old was he when
didn't
first
thing... Didn't he make a bread into fish?
That can't be the first one.
Do you know anything?
No. He made water into wine. No. He healed a leper. That's what he did.
As his first miracle?
I think so. He touched a leper
on
the forehead.
Have you read the Bible
So not from front to back.
It's too. The problem with the Bible, which I guess that's
Job.
Kind of,
you're right. Jesus' first miracle at a wedding in Cana, at Galilee, when he turned water into wine.
Ooh. He did it, man. Can you imagine how
he did it?
Can you imagine how hype everybody was when he turned water to wine?
They'd probably do a party.
How insane would that have been?
They asked
be
him
there.
If he did birthdays.
Dude, that's crazy.
How much do you charge?
Do you charge to do weddings? hey. So here's the problem. This is probably sacrilegious or blasphemous. The problem with the Bible is the verbiage is so, to me, the reason I have a problem reading the Bible is the it's so far from what we read now. Like,
wouldn't that make you agree with it more though?
No, I'm
it's
saying
still close to what they how they spoke back then.
I know, but it's very hard to like. It's one of those books
understand.
Where you run through it and then you got to go back and you read it again and then you read it again and then you read it again. Because it's so distant from our term now, like the way in which it's not like Lord of the Rings. It's not like, you know, it's broken up and in different stories and verbiage. And I've read only parts of it, but the parts I have read, it didn't really I guess you got to be in a specific mindset.
When's the next one come
Bible. Out? I don't know when they released
this dude is so ignorant.
When they released the first one.
This is what, Job?
Who wrote the Bible?
There's a bunch of different books in there. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
So they
there's
were accounts, all different guys.
There's apostles that have written in it. There's people that have...
So it was written by... it wasn't one author.
No, it's not just one... it's just not one person. There's a bunch of different books.
John 3:16.
Yeah.
You like Austin 3:16.
What was I going to ask you guys? Is there anything that you like... either with the Bible or here around Christmas that you disagree with, like that you've heard people say that you just don't like.
Apparently we're supposed to get the tradition of giving gifts became a thing because of the wise men giving gifts to baby Jesus. And that was the reason that we give gifts. Now, I don't think it's necessary that we give gifts every year. I think every other year you should give maybe gifts, but
every other year,
that'd be kind of weird.
I don't think
by Christmas.
I don't think it's necessary Christmas. That you give get, like gifts every year. Maybe as a kid is different if you're a kid, but like I don't expect gifts every year.
Can you remember when you
them.
Found out Santa wasn't real?
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, that's so bad.
Whoa.
I mean, listen, if there are kids listening to this, then
it is for 18 plus.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Not that age.
I still believe in him.
Okay. So do I.
The hell? All
right. Well, what age did you think he might not be real?
If you're listening to this and you have kids or you are a child.
Oh, we can't talk about this. This is like forbidden.
Why?
Because.
Oh, so bad.
I used to pray to Santa on the toilet.
No.
Yes, I did.
No,
I swear
didn't.
To God.
How
I,
young?
I, listen, sorry. Jesus.
Why would you pray
Christmas.
To him?
I swear, I'll never forget. I was sitting.
How old are you?
I can't remember.
Like
maybe,
younger than
maybe
five,
ten.
Ten.
maybe not that old. Maybe not that old. But I remember. I think it was third grade. I think that was when that was like the last peak of my tenure as a Christmas kid. But I remember being in the bathroom, and I was just doing my business. And I remember praying to Santa, saying, "You know, Santa, listen, man. I know I've had a few rough patches this year. I know things have been I know I haven't been the best, but I'm a good kid, man. Listen, I don't want that much. I just want a couple things and I've been good Santa just do me a solid this year and I'll be good next year, I promise." And then I remember coming out of the bathroom like this and then I moved on
did
throughout
you,
the year.
You know what? I bet he knew for like years and you still believe.
No, I think I knew.
I don't really remember. I can't really remember when it was. I mean, it was like probably when everybody realized.
I got in so much trouble for this and I feel so bad for this. But when I was in eighth grade, I would go to bus duty at the school I went to.
You didn't.
This is so bad.
No.
And we're in bus duty with kindergarten through eighth grade and I'm trying to do my homework. In eighth grade, like trying to get everything done so I can go to practice and not have any homework. And there's a little kid, he was like bugging me, like touching me, trying to ask me questions. He's probably in kindergarten or first grade. This is 15 years ago now. So this kid is probably 6 years old. He's would be 21 now, but he's bugging me. And I finally just look at him and I say, I told him, I was like, you know, Santa's not real. And he burst into tears and I got pulled out in the hallway. I had detention for like 3 days.
You deserved that.
Yeah, that's
so bad. That's
dude.
Bad. Well, I mean, that's he probably deserved it.
He didn't deserve that.
He probably deserved that. He definitely did.
We used to have Santa. Did you like Santa when
loved
you were a kid?
What do you mean?
I'm saying, did he ever come to your house?
Yeah.
And when he came to your house, did you?
Yeah, I'd sit on his lap and tell him exactly what I wanted.
Yeah, you seemed like a kid that would like Santa. Yeah. I was kind of on the edge about Santa. Santa was
can
always.
Can you guys still remember what it felt like to wake up with no presents under the tree and then wake up and they were there? Can you remember that feeling?
Yeah, I remember going to bed and I couldn't. I was just
dude,
like,
that's so elite. That's
I couldn't go to bed
feeling.
For hours. I
that was amazing. What a feeling that was when you would go to bed and it was like, shit, like. Is he here yet? Is he here yet? Oh, and he literally couldn't fall asleep.
They used to have. There's this website by NORAD, which is like the North something radar. I don't know. It's about. It's like they monitor weather patterns, and it's like a big. It's like a government program, but they have a special thing during the Christmas time
you can, like, track
where
Santa.
You would track Santa.
That was
and I remember
unbelievable.
At Christmas Eve, we would have my computer downstairs, and Santa would be like in Argentina, and he'd like on his way north, or he'd be coming.
Did
across.
He hit the whole world in 24 hours?
He would be. You would see. I guarantee so he probably didn't make like. There, I always that was my one gripe with him. Even as a kid, I was like, there's no way he could hit every single house.
Job, I'm literally Googling that as we speak.
He's magic.
He'd have
according
to
calculations, based on time zones and Earth's rotation, Santa would need roughly 31 to 32 hours to visit every house on Earth.
How fast is he going?
At an incredibly fast speed to cover that vast distances in a single night.
He's going like light speed.
He teleports. Because Rudolph.
Rudolph doesn't have magical powers.
He flies.
Yeah, I know.
Rudolph,
but that
with
was
your nose so bright.
The only reason he flies is because of the belief that all the.
Should I tell my 12-year-old son that Santa isn't real? Tell your child Santa is a fictional character people like to believe in, like the Easter Bunny, mermaids, or unicorns.
Again, if you have kids or you're listening,
don't
to this
tell them.
Your child,
let them figure it out.
The Easter Bunny was dope.
Yeah, the Easter Bunny is sick.
Now, I feel like at a certain age, you should probably be like, hey, bud.
No, you don't tell them.
No, I.
They'll figure it out on their own.
I figured out in third grade Miss Jebby's class. Yeah. I remember vividly. We were doing something, and somebody just offhandedly was like, yeah, my parents, they just let me know now. And I was like, what? 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 And then
it's like me too, Joe.
Like
that's like your first heartbreak.
What's worse, finding out that Santa's not real or like breaking up with a girl for the first time?
Well, I haven't
I'd
done one of those.
I'd say they're pretty comparable.
Yeah, no, Santa's got to be way
devastating.
Worse.
Devastating. They're both, well, it depends.
Yeah, but you still get gifts.
I think Santa, well, but it's just
you break
the fact
up with
that,
a girl, you never see her again. At least Santa stays around. At least
yeah,
you get
I guess
shit.
It is.
What's the best gift you ever got, Soup?
My pea coat. Powder for like
that black
years.
One,
yeah. I love
that
it.
Is a good coat.
Love
that
it.
Is a good coat. I would say, back to our talk about holidays, I would say ranking them from top to from best to worst. So let's keep like the big four, which would be
Thanksgiving,
Christmas,
New Year's,
Easter, and
now
Easter,
I guess there could be we could
Fourth
expand
of July.
That now.
That's like the
Halloween.
Big five, it's like the power five conferences.
Oh, what's the power five? Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, and 4th of July, I guess?
New Year's got to be bigger than 4th of July.
I don't know. Well, yeah, it probably is, yeah. I don't know. That
sometimes I don't even really think about New Year's as a holiday, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it is, but...
I absolutely hate New Year's.
Why?
It's my most hated holiday of all time.
Well, here we go. What did it do?
For one, the thought of the year like the time moving forward, I don't like that because every year I get older and then everybody's old at Thanksgiving or New Year's. I can't stand New Year's. The fact that I know that another year of my life has gone by, I hate that. I absolutely can't stand it.
That's why you hate it, or do you hate the things that go on, like going out?
No, I don't mind all that. I just hate New Year's. I hate people at New Year's. I hate it all.
Saying you hate is crazy.
I can't stand New Year's. I hate New Year's. Every year at New Year's, I get in a bad mood. Every year.
Well.
Because I just don't like I don't like the thought of another year going by.
Why not?
I mean, think about it. I'm 26 now, so a quarter of my life is gone. If a quarter, probably a third, if I make it to 80.
You still want chucked out of a helicopter?
Be unbelievable.
Or a plane.
To be unbelievable.
You said right in New York City, right?
Right in the middle of Manhattan. Smash into a taxi.
But not taking anyone out. You just want to
hit a car. I mean, if somebody's there. Somebody's there, so yeah.
That's their fault.
How high do you want chucked out of
standing
the...
standing there.
I think 80,000 feet is
helicopter
space.
Or plane.
No. Like one of those... They hit them from the public. They faked UFO sightings with this thing. It flew like 80,000 feet right before you got into space. I'd probably go there.
And you're
you would die before I would be gone before I even hit the ground.
No, you wouldn't.
At 80,000 feet,
do you catch on fire?
I wouldn't
that
breathe.
High?
Yeah,
you catch on fire.
You're not breaking
hit the ground.
Atmosphere. What, have disintegrated the atmosphere?
You might just break
that,
up.
If you were anything above 80,000 feet,
would a human catch on fire if you chucked them from that high? Because how fast you'd be moving?
Above 80,000 feet, you'd probably.
Well, that skydove from like space.
The Red Bull balloon.
Yeah, that was insane.
He jumped from that high?
Yeah, he was like in, yeah, he was in space and he jumped. Like,
he took a weather balloon all the way up to whatever. I'll look it up. But he jumped in. He was in
and
space
and
broke
something?
Back into the
atmosphere. Yeah. I mean, obviously, he had like a spacesuit on and jumped.
Whoa.
It was incredible. Jetpack? It was awesome. I don't know. He was like,
it was on
he was
CNN
like within the,
news.
He was like within the area of like, gravity that like pulled him back into the earth, like to earth.
He was Red Bull Stratus was a high altitude skydiving project involving Austrian skydiver Felix Baumgartner.
Yeah,
on the October 14th, 2012, Baumgartner flew approximately 24 miles into the stratosphere above New Mexico. 24 miles, if you don't know that in feet, is let's see,
what's a mile? 5,280.
I have no idea.
I think it is, yeah.
Wait, isn't it crazy that Red Bull created an entire industry based off a drink?
24 miles is 126 miles, or 126,000 feet. So he was in space.
Yeah.
He had a special suit on because he was going to, if he didn't have it on, he'd probably burn up in the atmosphere.
Yeah, and he just like walked out on this ledge and just jumped off.
Did you guys do that? I think I wouldn't be that hard.
That's
I mean, you know, if
ridiculous.
Something goes wrong, it's you're pretty much over. I mean, I guess that goes.
Wonder how he landed back. Like, wonder how far off he was from where he took off when he
you ever
jumped.
See that guy jump? Speaking of that, you ever see that guy jump without a parachute? Mm-mm. He lands in a gigantic net. There's a net. It's big as a football field, and there were three of them, and he jumped without a parachute, landed in the net.
Wow.
Yeah.
We all have to go skydive.
That is one thing I want to do before I die is skydive.
Really? Wait. I didn't think you'd want to go.
No, that's the one thing I want to do.
We
got to
schedule
die.
That.
Would you be down, Jeff?
No.
I think I would do it if everybody else did it.
Wait, are you? Would you be scared?
The fact that I could do something that could potentially kill me
is terrible.
Kind of wigs me out. Like
I do it every day driving.
But like,
at least you have control.
Yeah,
of
I have no control. I am putting myself.
Velocity
scump. Optic Scump says he is like the least. Like he says, I'm never gonna do anything that like actually puts my life in danger. I've done other stuff that like has put my life in danger. But that to me, skydiving, you literally like,
dude.
If
so
one
scary.
Thing goes wrong, you're dead.
I guess you got two
because you have a backup parachute.
Sliding out of the harness. He'd pull the
ripcord. I saw a video of a dude
who did
that.
He'd pull the ripcord and the parachute would come out and I would just keep going. I'd slide right through the harness.
I swear I could save somebody in midair. Like, part of me hopes if we all go, like, one of you gets knocked out and I have to, like, zoom through the air and pull your parachute.
Well, shit, we're not going
to
be alone.
I know.
Yeah, you would go 300 miles per hour into my bag.
If I skydove and I was by myself, like I didn't have a guide, I could lose full fucking. I'd probably pass out.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's
ripcord.
I would much rather be by myself than be on somebody's back. I would have somebody on my back.
Oh, Jesus.
Really?
Really?
Why wouldn't I?
What if you pull the wrong cord and the chute comes off?
How many cords are there?
I don't know.
You said you'd rather go by yourself?
Yeah, I'd much rather go by myself.
No way.
I think that'd be so much more fun.
That's like.
I mean, probably once you realize that you're not gonna die, it'd probably be incredible.
Can you imagine pulling those things going side
now, to side? I think I would rather. Would you rather bungee jump or skydive?
Skydive.
Probably skydive.
Probably skydive.
I think bungee jump.
What about
jump
the flying squirrel one?
Oh, Jesus.
No way.
Yeah,
what
a wing suit? You ever see that guy? He goes down the side of that mountain and he goes too low to the rock and he hits his leg off the rock and blows his leg off.
No. Yeah. Yeah. I saw it was on
reels.
Yeah,
see, that to me is you're playing with danger there. I mean, that's if I would put one on if I was skydiving and I had like time to fly around, but those guys do it in like canyons.
How do you even practice that? Like, what do you even do after you get good at
those tunnels, those tubes?
We've done that before. I just thought about that. We have skydived
like,
before.
Good enough to go through like a forest and like
that's
mountainside,
crazy.
Nah.
Like to turn sideways.
You probably
go through
do
crevice.
It like on like
it's
flat land. I guess
what they call that. It's like trial by fire. You just got to figure it out.
How do you guys feel about the cave diving stuff?
That is ridiculous. That to me is way worse than skydiving.
I'd
skydive 100,000 times before I went cave diving.
100%. They get like this and wiggle down into that little hole.
Yeah,
and then
people die and they go, "Oh my God, what happened?" Well, he was 16 miles below the surface of the earth in a cave bigger than that Coke can.
Oh, it's like. I like when people comment and said the best thing about this is that you don't have to do it.
Yeah.
The guy, he's got like spiders crawling all over him. A rock falls and smushes his head, and everybody's surprised. Like that guy,
and I forget what the hell. There's like a certain name for it of the thing that happened of that guy that like went down into that cave.
It's
and a
Nutty Putty cave.
Yeah, he got caught. Like the cave was like that. Like. He like went over this little like ridge, and then got stuck down in like a little cave like that big, and they couldn't get him back up because if they brought him back up, they'd break his legs, or if they like his legs kept hitting the ceiling the way that he fell, so he couldn't get back up the other way.
He was stuck upside down.
He was
for a couple days.
Upside down, and then he just died.
Oh,
he's still in there. Yeah,
he's still in there.
Really?
No, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At least you go
they can't get him out.
They sealed the cave up. I think if they broke his legs, he was going to die from shock because there's no way they were going
to
get him out.
Put him to sleep and
cave.
Like, snap his legs.
Because I think it was no matter like it would have caused some kind of because all the
That's
blood
sick
all thing. The blood rushed to his head, so. All it there he wouldn't have had an I don't know something about it, the way
sick.
They broke
I
his legs.
Been begging for them to kill me.
Yeah, I would have
like,
said.
Do not let me sit there.
Well, I think he went unconscious. I'm pretty sure.
Wonder how they found him.
I would say just throw a grenade.
Well, no, because he was with a group.
Okay.
He is with people.
Those there's
fucking
kind of,
idiot though.
There's
like
one where,
actual dumbass.
There's one where a guy was crawling on his back through a cave that was like a foot and a half tall, and he kicked the rock and it fell down. It crushed his leg and he was stuck in this thing. And he was trying to get his leg uncaught, and more rocks just... I don't know why I'm laughing about it, but it's really bad. More rocks just fell on him until he just totally couldn't move, and then he just died. It just crushed him.
Why?
Then those people that go cave diving, like...
Isn't that the same thing?
Well, it's underwater cave
that's terrifying.
And they go underneath these water in pitch black. So if your light goes out, you're pretty much finished. And then they'll go in these... there was a group of... I don't know why I'm thinking this is funny, but this is I guess I'm glad I'm not them, but there's a group of divers that went into this this room, and it was they called it some kind of like it was like an air pocket, probably bigger than the little smaller than this room, and it had a dome on it where air would fill in. But over time, a bunch of people kept going to that room, so all it was carbon dioxide. So the minute that they went into the room, they immediately just passed out.
What?
It was carbon dioxide because they couldn't breathe. And I'm thinking, the amount of times you would that never cross your head that you know, man, a lot of people have been going in there. I'm sure the air has probably been taken up by now. And then you go in
That's
there
insane.
And you go,
wait, how is there no more air getting into there?
Because they're breathing the air in and just pushing out carbon dioxide
from an enclosed
it's
room.
It's an enclosed room where the water covers all the entrances and it's just an open cave. So you suck the air in, blow out carbon dioxide.
So there's no air left
there's
in there.
No air left in there. It's just carbon dioxide.
So it's like if someone was outside right now and they walked in here and took a breath, they would just immediately pass out.
Yeah, you'd just go,
and you couldn't.
Yeah, you'd just pass out. You'd get all loopy for like maybe 30 seconds and then pass out. And even if you try to get out of there, I think they had rebreathers, like the things, but they just they're
so not, no one can go in this place anymore.
I don't think so.
I
think
hope not.
I think they're things pretty stinky in there now. Oh, no, but no. I just that stuff is that to me is the dumbest pastime ever.
But
I saw a guy in the middle of these guys in the middle of this forest. They were hiking in the woods and they just found a hole in the ground and just crawled in this hole in the ground. And went down. They had a drill with them, and they were drilling holes into the wall and clamping themselves in as they went down. And they went like 4 miles down into the earth, a place where nobody'd ever been before. And then the guys just get crushed. And then you wonder, oh, and then everybody gets all surprised. I don't understand. A guy gets crushed, his head smushed by a boulder, and 4 miles below the surface of the earth, and everybody's shocked.
Oh, so, man.
Like, do people do it for the high of, like,
there's got
to like
be another
rush
way, though, for to get, like, exhilarating.
Yeah, drugs.
What about free climbing, too? You ever see high. Free climbing?
The smoke weed instead.
My cousin is a climber, but he does. I'm pretty sure he does all. He does,
like
full gear climbing.
Good.
My cousin Max, he does full gear climbing, which is I'm cool with that. If you want to climb and you have all the proper safety gear, that's cool with me. But, like, free climbing... There was a guy on Instagram that was climbing. He got like he was like a like 230 feet up.
Go ahead.
It's bad. It's bad.
So
he was
bad.
Like 230 feet up on this side of this cliff and just missed a handhold and just fell all the way down and dead.
Why is your Instagram filled
Dude,
with this stuff?
Bad.
Yeah.
It's real bad. So
bad.
He sent me a bunch of Instagram reels last night and it's like just he's like he goes, I got a good one for you. Oh, he's on fire.
There was a guy.
It's so bad. At it. I don't even know why it's allowed on Instagram.
It went from like this. Oh, there's a good one. It went from like this like girl like standing at a pool table like just with her ass out. And then the next one is a guy sitting on a subway with rotten legs. And his the skin on his legs were falling off.
Don't. Even you should be banned from Instagram.
I'll send you a couple.
I don't want my algorithm.
I'll send you.
I'm not opening them, Job.
It takes me a little while to get it going because I got it. It takes a little while,
you gotta warm
it
up.
Once I see like a skateboarder fall and smash his head open, it's we're good from there.
don't send me.
No, I'll get you. I'll give you a few.
Horrible.
Few good ones.
No,
Derek,
don't do that to Soup.
No,
here
we go. Now we're started. So this guy's pulling on the engine of a car, and I'm sure he loosens something up, and then the engine blows up.
Oh my god!
And then we're good. Then a speed biker's going down and smashes in the back of a car. So we're that the way that people blame. This is totally different tangent. People blame the algorithm, like that it influences people on, like TikTok, politics or news. The algorithm's what you make it.
Yes.
If you watch a lot of the same video, you're gonna see a lot of the same videos.
Yes.
Well, if you go search it up, like if I search politics, my timeline's gonna be all politics.
Yes.
Yeah. When
that was like you in Nashville. You said you were. It was all because you were looking for places to eat, and it was all
like the next couple of days. I just kept seeing best places in Nashville, best food, best anything.
Yeah. It's a what you make it. People, that's like a meme now. It's like your For You page is.
I built this shit.
Is crafted.
I built my algorithm.
I saw a monkey eat his own poop.
You saw a monkey what?
Eat his own poop. Like that.
It's actually probably natural for them to do that.
I don't think it's
natural.
For
anybody.
But I mean, it's more common than if you were in here doing the same thing.
That makes sense.
I was going to say something really gross, but I saw something in Nashville. Again, that's why we missed last week, and everybody was sick. We could get into that in a little bit, Nashville. But I saw it. Actually, I don't know if this is really gross. Well, it wasn't super gross.
Just say it. Okay. He just said a monkey eats his own poop.
Well, it was similar to that. I was walking in the morning, and I saw on the side of the road a pile of vomit, and a bunch of birds were eating it.
They probably thought it was like good though.
They were loving it.
Oh my god,
they were loving it.
There are two kids in the back of a car fighting, and one rips the other one's hair out. That's cool.
Ow.
That's what you and Jay used to do.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So that the algorithm is what you make it. If people want to get TikTok banned because they're saying like it's influential to kids, it's like.
Yeah, then they'll just get on Facebook or Instagram and see the same
thing. The Don said that he has a soft spot for TikTok, so maybe he's not. He said that his son, Baron, showed him something. Also, Barron Trump's like 7 foot tall. Yeah,
they said he needs to work on his post game.
Yeah. But he said he's got a soft spot for TikTok, so maybe it's not going to get banned. Go follow us on TikTok.
Isn't it
crazy?
We're
on road to 1,000 followers on TikTok.
I remember when I was on Twitter every day. It's probably like 4 or 5 years ago, and I was like, there will never be another social media app this is it for life. It's going to be Twitter and Instagram, and then TikTok.
Yeah,
and then I bet you there's going to be a new one in 3 or 4 years now that.
There've been a couple that
remember Be Real?
Be Real lasted a few weeks.
We could exhume the corpse of Vine.
Did people still post on Be Real?
I'm sure they do. And then you got the new one, Threads.
I've never seen anybody use that.
What about what is that? True Social? Isn't that
Dawn likes?
Yeah, Dawn. Yeah.
What?
You think anyone calls him Dawn?
Yeah, Donny Boy.
True Social?
True Social.
That's what he uses when he got banned from
Twitter.
Like
the hardcore Twitter.
Oh, yeah. I did see that.
True Social. You want to follow me on True Social?
And then, there was Vine.
I don't see myself making another account for social media anytime soon, unless something new comes out. I mean, I remember when TikTok came out, it was originally for, filters for videos.
Oh, that's what it was made for?
Yeah.
Isn't that unbelievable? It's the same with, OnlyFans, too, right? They made OnlyFans as a marketing website.
That, to me, is the most ridiculous.
Pivot as a business ever?
Well, it's a good, great, great pivot. But, the fact that people spend money on that app is ridiculous. Job.
Well, that's the thing. I don't fault, the people that, this is going to sound... the people that buy OnlyFans are fucking freaks, but the girls that do it...
There's got to be some
guys. If you're
going to
make money
too,
off
right?
it, I mean...
There's going to be a couple guys that
I'm
have accounts
sure they
that,
probably do,
that
but,
people
but
buy for my, them.
That's the point, though. If people... I can't... The internet is filled
it's
with
insane.
Anything you could ever
find. Well,
did
you... I heard a story one time from someone that had known someone that was doing well on OnlyFans... That they said they had it set up to where, whether it was a picture or a video of the person, to where someone would buy it, and then they had an AI automated system would be responding to the people that bought it. So let's just say Cooley buys it from somebody, all right? And Cooley sends a message and says, wow. It now the person sends an AI message back. Now it's going to cost Cooley $5 to send another message, okay? Yeah. He does. And now it's a computer sending a message as this person. So whoever owns that account is just racking in money sending fake messages to this person.
I think that's the problem is that people that buy it think that the
person's interacting
actually
with them.
Like to talk to them.
Well, it's like those Russian people, like those Russian women that are trying to leave the country and then they send a message and they'll send. I've gotten a few texts that are like, sorry, I think I texted the wrong number. Blah blah blah, and I'll it'll be like hello, who how are you? And I'll say I don't think I have this number, and then it'll say oh sorry, I really apologize, I texted the wrong number. And I'll say no worries, and then that'll be the end of my conversation, and it'll be like, boy, what a gentleman you are to
why do you even respond to these people, Joe?
Well, because sometimes you think it's real, and then you can quickly tell that it's like
anything
some,
that even
you
looks
don't even
like
answer
spam.
Else. You answer that?
Well, I haven't done it. It's been like years, but
I got 20 minutes left. Can we talk Christmas movies?
Yeah, sure.
That and you want to talk a little Nashville too?
You would have loved Nashville, Joe. Maybe not all of it, but the food.
Because we have some funny stories.
Job would have fucking hated Nashville.
He would have loved the food.
He would have liked the food.
Dude,
I told Soup,
had a blast.
I told Soup last night, of all the places that I've been, I think besides Wheeling, I think Nashville probably was the best food that I've ever had in any city I've ever been.
I didn't want to have a bad meal. That chicken did look really good.
Job, we didn't have a bad meal.
I'm not hating on Wheeling, but is it like a top food spot, you think?
I would say Wheeling has the best food that I've...
I think that's kind of crazy.
Well, that's not as good opinion.
I mean, okay, maybe not. It is definitely biased, but
why are you looking at
of
me
any
like
other
that?
City?
Because you hate everything, and I'm just wondering what you think is your
cool.
Is
your top
food.
top three cities food you had, and not just one meal.
Oh, that's a tough cut. I will say this about we've got great wings. I haven't found better wings than Drovers, but I just wouldn't put it up there in the top. There's just not that many options here, I feel like.
It's getting really good, and I disagree. We have great options right now, but
I'm not saying it's all bad. I just don't think it's up there with a city like Pittsburgh or Nashville.
I don't think Pittsburgh food is that great either, but But you're not compared to other places I've been.
Anyways,
I'm not a what?
You're not intelligent.
Okay, go ahead with your top.
That's just me.
Go ahead with your top cities.
Well, top food?
Yeah,
I think St. Pete is better.
It's delicious. I agree.
What do you think is better in St. Pete? Nashville is
definitely better.
Savannah, Georgia has the best food I've
ever had. I know what you're going to say is better in St. Pete. What do you think is better in St. Pete?
You got Krabby
Bill's. The Italian and Tony Nello's.
Tony Nello's is great.
Their steak, that steakhouse, 1892 or whatever, 1912, that's one of the best steaks I've ever had. Tony Nello's, Krabby Bill's. Place. Yeah, Boulevard Burger.
Yeah, there's a ton of fire places down there. But regardless, I didn't mean to take it down this road.
I was just going to say that Nashville, the food in Nashville is incredible. And
Jared, we didn't even go to a higher-end restaurant. Can you imagine how good the restaurants
Which was fine with me because I swear to God I could eat. It's like if somebody said, you want to go to a fucking fancy steakhouse or Hattie B's, I'd pick Hattie B's every time.
So good.
How much was it?
Hattie B's was like $12.
For what?
A burger and a side. Or chicken sandwich on the side.
Didn't you get chicken tenders?
Yeah, I got that too. Mine came out to like 21 or something.
Man, I do. Those did look good. I was sick, and they still look good. I would have vomited them up, but I still wanted them.
The Hattie B's was good.
The ramen
place was really good.
What was that place called?
Great.
Otaku.
Did you eat ramen?
I had Nashville hot chicken rice bowl. It was really good.
It was a good place.
But my thing is, if that type of food we were having, the brunch, the neighbor's kitchen, Hattie B's. Dude, imagine how good their Italian and steak food.
I forgot about that Sun Diner.
Oh, that
Sun Record Diner. I got chicken and waffles. Yeah. Chicken and waffles is one of my favorite meals ever, and it was incredible. He's shaking his head at something.
Italian. Yeah, because Nashville is a place where I'm assuming like it is the heart of America, really. I mean, that's where fried chicken and all that kind of stuff is. That's
KFC's Louisville, right?
That's what. You know, if you go to Nashville and you don't get Nashville hot chicken, which I'm assuming you guys all did, then it's like going to a burger joint and getting seafood. I mean, if you go to Nashville and you're looking for Italian.
Here's what I'm saying, Jim. Yeah, they have like elite restaurants down there that we didn't even try and the food was good.
To me, Nashville is a city that had like aligned with my food taste perfectly.
That's why you liked it.
And I had a burger too, Jim. From Burger Republic.
Yeah, that place was good too.
It was really good, but I think Jubb would have.
How much over on? What was did you spend more or less on food than you thought you would?
Probably less.
Nah, I'd probably what I expected.
Yeah. We weren't spending like $50 on a meal, which is like.
Beer was a little expensive.
Yeah, I guess the drinks was probably what.
Drinks were a little expensive. But it varied from what bar you went to. Well, it depended if you got a beer, if you got a mixed drink.
Yeah. You would have hated the bars just because every bar we went to was as loud as it could possibly be country music.
Well, some had good volume. Others
was
were
that
loud
Morgan
as fuck.
Wallen at Morgan Wallen's bar?
Nah, he wasn't there.
He wasn't there? No. I swear that was him on the stage.
It's probably Brian Thomas.
Brian
John,
this is unbelievable. This guy, Brian Thomas. So the first night we got there, we went to Wallen's. We went to Wallen's at we were there before Sunday Night Football.
Yeah,
so,
7 o'clock.
Yeah, so it was about 7 o'clock. He played till
10.
No, not. Oh, yeah, but yeah, it was about 10. Maybe even later than that. He definitely was there before that. I woke up the next day. I was taking a walk, and I walked past Wallen's. This was like 9 or 10 in the morning. He was there playing again with nobody in there. He literally was there, and I heard him say, "We're here all day." The guy played all night.
What's his name?
Brian Thomas.
He never stops.
Is any good?
Yeah, he was really
okay.
Good.
The guy after him was horrible.
He was just
screaming.
Screaming rock, country.
He was just screaming. Like, I looked on Spotify, and this isn't a knock, but he had like 20 monthly listeners. Which
You could have more than that if you started singing.
Yeah, he just was screaming in the mic, which was annoying.
Dang it, we should have put out a Christmas playlist. Like, we should have made 3 songs.
Oh, that would have been good.
I'm putting on my note to do that for next good. Year.
To a do what?
Christmas music playlist for people. Like, we should have made songs.
Like we sing?
Yes.
I've been telling Jubb we need to make a Christmas song.
I'm putting it out.
For sure.
I'm putting it out for next
Can I tell this story of what happened to me in Nashville, too?
Yes. Then Christmas movies and I got to leave.
Okay.
This is
I've never in my life had anything like this happen to me. So we were on the roof of Al Dean's in Nashville, obviously. We were on the roof watching the Mountaineers, having a good time, and we were standing on the edge of the roof, like looking over Broadway, and there was a spot next to me, Subin Kulir on my right.
Were we at Dirk's? Wait, which?
No, we were at Al Dean's.
Al Dean's,
yep. We were at Al Dean's, and these two girls walked up next to me on my left, and like were looking over the railing onto the street, and then they looked over to me, and like we made eye contact. I was just like, "Hi," I said, "Hi," and so we started talking, like normal conversation. Me and her friend were just like normal talking, like, "Hey, where are you from? Like, you from Nashville? What do you do? This, that," and she was talking about how she was in school, and then I think where'd she go? She went to Wake Forest. She went to Wake Forest. And her friend went to Ole Miss. So the girl talking to the girl from Ole Miss about what she does, like what she studies. And then I asked the girl from Wake Forest, this or that. And then, so what do you study? Because she said that she was smart. So I said, what do you study? And she goes, like, we're having a great conversation. Like, this is like, I'm like, okay, this is nice. And she was attractive. I'm like, okay. I said, what do you study? And she looked at me and goes, I don't want to tell you, and walked away.
It was like a speed walk, too. Like, she got out of there in a hurry. I turned around. I was like,
her and her friend both gone.
They had to have been a royalty job. Like, this was my guess. I'm guessing they weren't, like, if she got into it, she was going to have to explain that she was, like, here from another country. Like, her dad was a prince.
It was unbelievable. Like, it was a great conversation. Like, I'm like, okay, like, this could be a good night. And I said, what do you do or what do you study at school? And she looked at me like she saw a ghost and said, I don't want to tell you. And then walked away.
Job.
It was crazy.
I was right next to him. I wasn't talking to him, obviously, but I was just listening. And I turn around, because like I was looking at Soup, and I turn around, and I just see her speed walking out of there. So I asked Jeff, like, what happened?
Job, what? I mean,
what she studies.
It's not like she was like, oh, I'm going to be a lawyer or a doctor, and I don't want this guy to talk to me because I'm going to be that. That's not the case.
Like, it was the craziest thing. I don't understand. Like, and never saw him the rest of the night.
I'm guessing she was a government official's daughter, or she was like royalty's daughter. Job, what else makes sense? Nothing else makes. Why would someone ask that question then speed walk away?
Maybe she was like a prostitute or something. Didn't want to tell.
Yeah,
you.
That's
and you're
my
mad at
thought.
Me for my guess.
She, that my thought.
You don't agree with mine, and you're gonna say she was a prostitute. That's
not,
crazy.
Maybe not a prostitute.
But she went to.
Like,
she said
maybe
she went
like
to Wake Forest.
Maybe she was actually dumb, and her friend said that making fun of her. So when you asked her, she was
no,
just
dude. I'm telling you, she was someone's daughter. And she
I don't
didn't
know.
Get into
no,
it.
No,
maybe
zero.
They just fucking hated you. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, that's my either they maybe they just maybe she, her friend was like, hey, let's get out of here. And then as soon as you asked that,
I don't know. Maybe that I guess that was the cue. It was the craziest thing. And maybe if I clip this and put it on social media, maybe this will like
we'll
reach her.
Yeah,
it'll reach her out. Or yeah, let me know. Is that a common thing that happens if you ask somebody
yes.
what they study? Then that's their cop out to leave.
Because it was going well. Because I was like sitting here
with
Cooley, and to my left,
conversation.
They were like, they were hitting it off probably for 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
At least five.
Yeah, it was balling. He was talking to two girls at once.
Yes.
Keeping it going. And it just came.
Maybe that's like that one of those things on the ick list. Do you ever see that ick list?
That's what I was thinking too. Yeah. Maybe like that phrase is like.
Yeah, what do you study? Like, lets the other person talk about themselves. That's a good question.
Okay, don't ask what.
Yeah, have you ever seen that ick list?
Yeah,
it's
one. It was like 461, and 461 was like, don't try the hiking boots trail at Cabela's.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
So I guess maybe asking a girl. What she studies is an ick.
Big no-no.
Let me know.
Don't
somebody
dog,
please let
don't
me know.
Don't doggy paddle. Don't yeah.
Don't breathe.
All right. Go ahead. Your movie.
Movie list. We want to go three, all third, all two, all one, or should I just give?
Let's go 3-2-1.
Okay, 3-2-1. I had five, but can I? We'll do. We'll do our honorable mentions at the end.
Okay.
All right.
You go first, Jer.
I'm going top. Okay, so these are our top three Christmas movies of all time, our personal opinions, because every time that we do these, people are like, you guys are fucking idiots. Fucking dumbasses.
I can't wait to hear Cooley's.
They just let anybody have a podcast.
Yeah,
that was our recent one. So, top three Christmas movies of all time. I put number three, Christmas Vacation.
Banger.
Christmas Vacation. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Really, really good movie. Uncle Eddie's the best.
Nope. Number three, locked in every time it comes on the TV. And I would go out of my way to turn this on, Home Alone.
Really?
I love it. Love it.
Love it.
Absolutely love it. I love think that. It is so funny it's when, he's set, when he's setting the traps.
Yes.
And I think it's awesome.
And my it always makes my butt tingle when Larry? No.
Larry, yeah.
No, Harry. And Harry. Harry
what?
Steps on that.
Wait, what?
It's Harry. Harry steps on that nail coming up the steps.
Oh, yeah. I like when he dips his head catches on fire, and he has to dip it in the toilet.
There's an edit going around on social media.
Harry
about
and Marv.
Harry,
yeah.
Harry, he sticks his head through the doggy door, and the kids, what's his name? What's the kid's name?
I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
Not Ralph.
Evan?
Not Ralph.
Kevin.
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 Kevin's sitting there with a
Kevin
with
McAllister.
A BB gun, and Harry puts his head through the doggy door, and Kevin's sitting there with a BB gun, but in the edit, it's a 12-gauge. He pulls the trigger, and Harry's head blows up.
Cool. It's number three.
I'm going to have to go with the Grinch.
Yeah, it's fire.
That's three?
Yeah. It's on my list.
For you? Yeah, I was going to put
three movies.
I was going to put the Christmas Vacation at three. I was actually not even going to put it on the list until you mentioned it. Christmas Vacation will be on three for me.
I love the dinner. I love when the squirrel goes in the tree and then they're looking for the tree.
If this turkey looks as good as tastes as good as it looks, we're in for something really nice. And he puts the knife to the turkey, and the turkey just cracks open.
I love the Chinese dinner at the end when they bring the duck out. Or that's
Christmas Story.
That's Christmas Story, which is on my honorable mention.
Yeah.
My number two Christmas movie is Home Alone.
Banger.
I did Home Alone at two. I used to love as a kid all the different traps that he would set.
Yeah.
I thought the traps were so cool.
He
feathered him too.
He put that hot metal thing on the back of the doorknob.
That's such a good move.
Yeah.
Number two, cool. I'm with you. I'm going with Jim Carrey and the Grinch. It's just I'm so locked in every time it comes on, and he is so funny in that movie, especially with the "That's it, I'm not going."
Watch that stench.
He says,
"Hunger."
I'm an idiot.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot. And he says, junk mail, Jerry dude. That's one of my.
That
favorite.
Is a great.
That is so good.
That's right. I'll talk so quiet. By the time my voice reaches the walls, by the time it bounces back, I won't be able to hear it.
Steve. You're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
All right, what's yours?
Die Hard, number two.
Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, a long time ago. Apparently, it's on the Christmas list, so it works for me.
Good Lord. Number two, I was going to say The Grinch.
Let's go.
I really like The Grinch. I think Say will agree with me. Say probably will put that as number one.
Yeah.
Grinch. He's Jim Carrey. And then hearing how miserable he was in filming that movie doesn't help. But yeah,
he was miserable doing that movie.
Oh, he had panic attacks. He'd cry on set because he was in that suit and the contacts said he was like hell. He was in it for like 92 days straight. Yeah, number two, Grinch.
That's my number one. Number one. The Grinch.
Attaboy.
I just love that movie. It's just such a classic. And I tell you what, the animated one, the new Dr. Seuss animated one, is pretty good,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it is really good.
It's not bad. The songs in it, the Tyler, the Creator's in it. And I think the Pharrell Williams is the narrator.
The dog? Oh.
Max, I love Max.
He's gearing up for
what?
Something.
No, I was just saying.
I have so many on my honorable mentions
that are
good. Like, we'll get it at the end. But number one, Goat. Talk to me, Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Elf, baby.
Yep. Oh. Yeah,
so
I really like that.
It is good.
Him, what he does at the toy store, I really like what he does.
They just said,
store.
I just watched a clip of Will Ferrell. They just put a camera on him and let him go through New York City. They didn't have a script. Like when he's hopping over, when he's jaywalking.
When he eats the gum.
And he says, Santa, Santa. And he says, oh, you're not Santa. That's just a regular man in New York City walking in a jumpsuit.
That's pretty cool.
Will Ferrell was just in his elf costume walking through downtown New York City, and they had a camera on him.
Yeah, Elf is my number one. That's a great movie. The snowball fights, just so up on the spaghetti.
I saw that video, too, where they said, all right, Will, now move to your left. Now move to your right. And they CI'd his his arm, like when it's going as fast as it can, and Will Ferrell's just like looking like this while they've got his arm.
Yeah. Number one, this is I'm gonna get a lot of flack for this one. I really love the movie Christmas with the Cranks. With Tim Allen and Jamie Lee Curtis. That is one of my favorite movies. I remember watching that. I haven't seen it in a long time, but it's a comfort movie when she's racing for the ham and then it gets run over by the truck.
Yep.
Then the Frosty on the roof.
And then it's Christmas
Bonus.
Oh, yeah,
I guess it is a good. I was thinking of
I really like that movie.
That is a good movie.
The tanning bed. That's a really good movie.
How you guys feel about Nightmare Before Christmas?
Christmas or Halloween movie?
Christmas, I would say.
I haven't seen it in a long time. Oogie Boogie's awesome.
I met Oogie Boogie.
Polar Express.
I met Polar Express. There's so many. Polar Express, Christmas
Ooh,
Story.
Polar Express. I didn't even put
so
that on
good.
There. Toss a Louie.
Wait, what about Blades of Glory? Is that a Christmas movie?
What? How?
No,
it's just because they're out in the snow and ice skating.
Definitely on my honorable mention, Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, banger. God.
No. I've never seen that.
Those Charlie Brown.
Are you guys
movies.
Hallmark movie fans?
No. God, no.
The
no.
kiss always happens two
my
minutes
mom,
before the end.
My mom has probably seen every Hallmark movie.
I
like it.
And I know she's going to be laughing when she sees
not
it.
Not one character on a Hallmark movie is ever ugly. They're all like this chiseled jaw.
Yeah.
Like beautiful woman. It's never some.
I
like, want to
look that up. Has there ever been an ugly?
Yeah.
Has
I'm sure.
there ever been an ugly? Oh, I spelled it wrong. Ugly Hallmark.
It's always the same theme though.
2 minutes before the ending.
The girl's like in a town, and maybe her business is struggling, and she can't sell enough. But a guy comes into town and helps her out, and they don't quite make their goal, but it was a good family journey. Then the guy does something and like spends more money than he should, and it pisses the girl off. And then the girl's like, "You should have never done that." And then the guy apologizes, and then he's threatening to leave. He's going to leave town in a couple days. And she goes, "Oh, I should have never told him that."
Yep.
And then he doesn't leave, and he shows up on the doorstep, and then
kiss.
They kiss.
Here's the kiss 2 minutes before.
Wait, are we there yet, a Christmas movie?
Are we
the
there
one
yet?
Where they're in the
what,
car?
With Ice Cube?
With Ice Cube?
I guess technically it's around the holidays. Yeah, you could count that.
I like that one.
Would you rather watch Hallmark movies or soap operas?
Oh, Hallmark.
Hallmark movie. What's soap operas
soap
is the most.
So what does soap operas
soap
make you think of?
Soap operas make me think of the flu and school. School and the flu.
Because it's always on during the day because nobody watches it.
My mom. The Bold and the Beautiful, The Young and the Restless, that's always on the radio. And it's the most. Talk about where they're never ugly people. Those people. I watched a guy die on screen. He died. He had a heart attack on the floor. He died. The thing.
The E-meter
flatlined. He's dead. An episode later, he's back walking with a cane, and then he was back to health. He was back to good health.
That's insane. Real quick before we wrap up here, I looked up, has there ever been an ugly Hallmark movie, and nothing really popped up except an IMDb, some of the ugliest actors and actresses in Hollywood. Damn. I can't imagine being on this list. Like,
I'd be so
I can't
mad.
Even imagine making this list. There's one on here that you probably would. Oh no, there's a few.
One?
Number one, actually, let's go from.
I guarantee you, Sarah Jessica Parker's on that list.
We'll go from 10. This is fucked up. Number 10, Forrest Whitaker, who's Saw Gerrera.
He's pretty ugly.
Clint Howard.
Don't know who that is.
Tori Spelling.
Don't know who that
to
is.
To me, she looks pretty attractive. God damn it.
To be a woman on that list is pretty depressing. Up.
This I agree with 100%. Number 7, Steven Tyler.
Yeah. He's not an actor.
Says he's an actor. Yeah. Aerosmith, that ugly bastard. This is fucked
ugly.
Up too. Number 6, John C. Reilly.
He's an ugly dude.
He's not ugly.
Dude.
This should be number 1. Number 5, Marilyn Manson.
He is ugly.
And this is great. If you're above these two people, you gotta feel like shit. So number 5 was Marilyn Manson. Number 4, Steve Buscemi. Is number
crazy
4.
Eyes.
That's
crazy
number
eyes.
4. Number 3, Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Maggie Gyllenhaal, she's in a bunch of movies. They have her above Steve Buscemi?
Yeah. She's not that bad, though.
Good God. That's they have her horrible. Above that. Jesus. She's in a bunch of movies. She actually was not, in something recently.
She is not number three. That's insane.
She's above fucking crazy.
Number
eyes.
Two, Bodie Schultz. Mm. He was in American Horror Story. And then another guy in American Horror Story. Number one, Kai Schultz. So the brothers, the brothers Schultz are the ugliest brothers. People in Hollywood.
All right, I got to go to the store.
Yeah, I got to go wrap presents. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Happy holidays. Thank you very much for watching throughout the year. This is probably our last show until the new year. So actually, no, maybe not.
No.
We'll have a new year's show.
Well, wait. New year's is on Wednesday, right?
Yeah, we'll have a show.
I guess
Eve.
It will be.
Anyway, enjoy Christmas. I hope Santa brings Christmas. You your football and your Barbie doll. Believe in Santa. Eat your turkey, and we'll see you next year.
Christmas.